Yeah. And welcome to Kazoo Fest podcast number one for the year 2016. Kazoo Fest is back. It will be in Guelph, Ontario, Canada, from April 6th to April 10th.
Various venues around Guelph.
All around downtown Guelph. We've got Chad Van Galen.
Jonathan Gatt.
Bonjay.
Sandro Perry.
Chris Dirksen.
Julie Dwaron.
Not the Wind, Not the Flag.
Napfies.
Protruders.
Luca.
Kid Millions and Jim Sauter Duo.
You'll never get to heaven.
Not the Wind, Not the Flag. Did I already say that one?
You did.
Minotaurs.
Mauno.
Cupcake Duct Tape.
And Bart.
And brought to you by Canada, the City of Guelph, Ontario Arts Council, CFRU 93.3 FM, Trillium West, Real Estate Brokerage of Mike Von Den, Ed Video, Wellington Brewery, the SoCan Foundation, Bookshelf, Guelph Neighborhood Support Coalition, and the Cornerstone. And in addition to all the music that's going to be at Kazoo this year, we've got art shows with Jesse the Younger, Gregory Pepper, Todd, your nemesis, Ryan Cassidy.
Yes. I can't wait. I can't wait to make fun of his art.
Yeah, that's classic. Classic you guys.
Yeah.
We got Walter Scott.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Gregory Pepper. Did I already say that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a bunch of stuff going on in the visual art world. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of dance stuff going on. We've got Short and Sweet returning. I didn't make it to that last year.
Yes.
You were there.
Very, very fun.
Yes.
Yeah. It's what Kazoo needed was a dance party.
So, yeah.
Which follows the Short and Sweet, which is, what is it, 1 minute or 2 minutes?
I think it's 3 minute max.
Yeah. Dance routines done by whoever wants to do it.
And it's people from the community and traveling dancers that are coming from Montreal, but there is a lot of community, like first-time dancers getting up as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to make it this year. Really trying to make the schedule so I'm not volunteering somewhere else at that time because everybody raved about it. We got another dance thing this year as well, Capacitance, which is improvised dance, and it's going to be improvised dance teamed up with some of Kazoo's visual artists and musicians. So I think it's, I don't know if it's been announced yet, but it's a Kazoo musician, a very good one, teamed up with dancers and visual artists doing a improvised performance.
Cool.
Film screenings that will be happening on the Golden Bus.
Oh, nice. That's Jenny's,
Jenny Omnicord, yeah. And I'm trying to think, there's improv comedy with the Making Box. That's going to be happening on the Saturday night, I believe. And there's the Guelph Night Market, which is going to be happening at the Common on Thursday night, I believe. Anyway, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
as it always is.
I'm going to be exhausted at the end of it. And we just heard Josie and the Kazoo Band with Kazoo Kazoo from 1982, and that is our theme song.
Yeah.
From now on. And if you're just joining the Kazoo podcast for the first time, we basically go over a lot of the things happening at Kazoo. We play some bands that'll be playing Kazoo, and we try to do some interviews. So coming up in about 40 minutes, we're going to have an interview with Chris from Bart. But we're going to start off with a band that's playing the Saturday night at the show at the festival. Coming all the way from New York City, New York City via Tel Aviv. If you knew the punk band from, kind of a punk band from maybe like 8 years ago, Monotonix, famous for their insane live set, crowd surfing drummer while playing. Drums crowd surfed and the drummer crowd surfing.
Wow.
This is, Jonathan is the guitarist for Monotonix, voted best guitarist in New York City, 2013. And, I think it's a three piece, it's kind of like this prog punk.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We're going to start off with that, and then we're going to come back, talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to play some Julie Duaro, some Nap Eyes, some You'll Never Get to Heaven, and then probably around that time we'll be talking to Bart.
Chris from Bart.
This is the Kazoo Fest Podcast, Volume 1, 2016. Thanks for joining us. This is Yonatan Gat from Physical Copy. You're listening to Kazoo Fest Podcast on
Primetime
with on
CFRU 93.3.
Yonatan Gat. And that was Yonatan Gat from Physical Copy, released on Joyful Noise Recordings. And Yonatan Gat from New York City will be playing in Guelph, Ontario on Saturday, April 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th at the TNT Boxing Academy, which is going to be very cool.
Yes.
We've never done a show there. Excited about how it's going to be. The owner was like so nice, which I thought like, hey, we'd like to use your boxing gym as a venue. You'd think somebody'd be like, oh, that might be weird. Just totally nice guy.
You want it for free?
Pardon?
He was like, you want,
you want it for free? Sure. So Yonatan Gat is going to be playing there with Mauno, who are very good.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to play them today, but we will play them at some point. Kate Ajuma, who's an awesome rapper from Mississauga, who we're going to hear. And Prison Break, who is Benny.
Benny.
Jazz.
I call him Benny Mango.
Benny Mango?
Yeah.
So Prison Break, a.k.a. Benny Mango. And so that's happening the Saturday night of Kazoo Fest. Going to be amazing. They're all going to be playing on the, or like in the boxing ring. And it is not going to be at all like Get in the Ring by Guns N' Roses.
Or Mama Said Knock You Out
by LL Cool J. We can guarantee that. And that, so that is Saturday, April 9th. And there's we're just going to get to some more music, introduce you to some more kazoo bands that are going to be playing. These two guys are going to be kicking off the event on the Wednesday night. Going to be an amazing show. Julie Dwarrell and Nap Eyes. Oh, and we were just going to talk for a second about volunteering.
Yes. I don't have... I mean, who do you get in contact to if you go to
kazookazoo.ca,
mm-hmm.
And click on volunteer. It's one of the top tabs there. You'll just submit what you're interested in volunteering for, what your name is, your email, and when you're available.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will get in contact with you to see what we can all work out.
Okay. I just wanted to sort of share my experience. Volunteering for Kazoo, when I first moved to Guelph, it was one of the first times I met anybody, as being new to Guelph. It's a great chance to get to know your community, and to get to know better, to get to know them better.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my experience just that the people that are involved with Kazoo and the festival are just great and people that you kind of want to know.
Does it feel like work?
No.
You have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
And I
it's
know
crazy. It gets crazy.
It does get crazy.
Yeah.
It can get crazy. And if, let's say you're listening to this, you're like, oh, I'd like to volunteer, but maybe I don't know much about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never volunteered. I've never worked a show before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know if you have an idea off the top of your head, but some of the things you've volunteered with. Because I know, Todd, you basically volunteer the whole time,
mm-hmm.
and do everything. So, like, what are some of the roles a volunteer could be?
It's anything from merch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the door, setting up sound, I don't know. I don't know what
it's
else
like
is there.
Checking IDs, setting up sound. You can set up tables, set up chairs.
Yeah.
You can put up posters. You can, tons of ways. You can help with just like organizing the volunteers.
Yeah.
Running things around town, making food, delivering food. There's tons of ways to get involved. If you want, you go to the volunteer tab on kazookazoo.ca. It is a lot of fun.
You won't regret it.
Yeah, and you get free passes into shows.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play a couple of the bands that are going to be playing the opening night of Kazoo. We're going to hear Julie Dwarrell and Nap Eyes. This is Julie Dwarrell with Consolation prize from I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM. This is Primetime with Diener and Dunster, the Kazoo Podcast Edition, Volume 1.
On telling you over again, you walk through the wind, you walk.
we're back.
Nap eyes.
Wonderful band. We didn't play from their new record, which is out, why they're on tour and why they're coming to Guelph, but that is just my all-time favorite Nap Eyes song.
It is a nice little song.
It's a good build.
Mm-hmm.
Good lyrics, great melody. And they will be playing, kicking off Kazoo Fest will be a performance called Know Your Neighbors, which is Jenny Mitchell, a.k.a. Jenny Omnicord, and Scott
Haynes,
a.k.a. Scotty Haynes. And they will be joined looking it up here.
Okay.
Two people I don't know. Curtis Walker and Devin Kerslake. So it's the four of them. It's a performance that is sponsored through, or it's like a micro grant sponsored through Ed Video and Kazoo, where we give some money and to help people cover the costs and give them a performance fee. And a lot of people apply for the money, and then the decision is made with a panel. I wasn't on it. Not interested. Don't feel qualified to be able to weigh it on something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they work on it from October, and then they present it at Kazoo, which is very exciting. So that kicked off Kazoo last year, maybe, I don't think the year before, possibly. But that's a very exciting thing, and part of the partnership with Ed Video, which is one of the best organizations in Guelph, just mm-hmm. has been doing exciting things for, I think, since early 80s, mm-hmm. maybe even longer than that, but it's one of the longest running artist run centers in Canada.
Wow.
So they're going to be kicking it off, and then we'll be joined by Clara Venice, who is a kind of a performance artist that'll be doing some very cool stuff as well. That'll kick off Kazoo Fest on April 6th at 8 p.m. will be the first performance, and then you finish that, you had a great time, you had your mind blown, you're feeling pretty pretty excited, pretty stimulated,
mm-hmm.
And then you head over to the E-Bar, and you see Nicolette and the Nobodies, you see Nap Eyes, and you see Julie Duaron. Sounds like a pretty good Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Nicolette and the Nobodies. Have you ever seen them? But
no.
You've seen Nicolette sing.
Yes, I have seen her sing at karaoke. She does a killer Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see that band.
Yeah.
Emma
and Tyson and Dan.
And Dan, yeah.
So people from the Furies and Esther Gray will be backing her up. I think it's all mostly country covers.
Yeah, I think all country covers.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And so that's just the beginning. That's just the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we heard from Nap Eyes and Julie Duaron, and I think we're going to get into stuff pretty mellow. You know what I'm very excited for? And
tell me.
Maybe, you know, I'm sure people are really excited. Chad Van Galen is playing. People are pumped. He's coming in from Calgary to play Guelph. It's very exciting. Julie Duaron is playing, you know, these kind of like Canadian legends who are also have kept up their... They've just...
Relevance.
Yeah, kept up their relevance and, like, continued to release good stuff rather than becoming really boring and Canadian in a different way,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I'm really excited. I've never seen You'll Never Get to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to see how this gets pulled off. And being a little bit on the inside baseball, there was just some questions about what is the setup? What can we do visually? So I think it's going to be like quite a special performance in terms of like a lot going on with the stage setup and mm-hmm. making it kind of an immersive.
Multimedia.
Yeah. Multis.
Multis.
Multis. So we're going to hear You'll Never Get to Heaven. We're going to hear Anna May. Feel me?
Anna May.
And she's the singer from Hussy, which is like kind of a grunge punk band. Toronto, but this is her solo project. So we're going to hear You'll Never Get to Heaven with Cotton Time So Far Away.
Yeah.
You know the tune.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hear Anna May. My name is Mike. I don't know if we've even introduced ourselves.
No, and I'm Todd.
And I am one of the organizers from Kazoo Fest and also do this radio show with Todd, who is superstar volunteer mon.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
That's what it says on your card.
Yeah.
And we're also been friends for, this is our 30th anniversary year.
Okay.
Oh, no, I guess we'll say since we're five.
Yeah.
We got one more year till 30th anniversary year.
Yeah.
But we're very excited to be here hosting the first edition of the Kazoo podcast. And we're going to be talking to Chris from BART in about 15 minutes, which we're excited about. So this is You'll Never Get to Heaven from London, Ontario. They will be playing Thursday, opening for Sandro Perry at Silence. Very excited for that show as well. And I'll stop talking and put on some music.
Go for it.
Shamal?
Turn it up.
was Anime from Sallows with the song Altar Calls. Before that, we heard You'll Never Get to Heaven from Adore? With Cotton Time So Far Away. The reason we're laughing is...
Is it Cotton Time or Caught in Time?
It's Cotton Time. No, it's Caught in Time.
Okay.
Caught in Time So Far Away, and that's from their album Adore? Which came out a couple years ago. They're from London, Ontario. Anime from Toronto, Ontario. And they'll be both be playing... let's see, actually. When is Anime playing? Let's investigate this schedule. You can go to kazoo.ca and check out where and when all of this stuff is happening. Anime is going to be playing with Chris Dirksen, who we were going to be playing today, and we may still get to it.
If we have enough time.
As mentioned before, we are going to be talking to Chris from BART.
Chris from BART.
As long as he calls. 7:45, we're going to talk to him. If you have any questions you want to ask him, get at us on Twitter, at Diener Dunster. That's if you're listening to this live. If you're listening to this recorded as a podcast, as is kind of the intention of it, thanks for listening.
Call us next week.
Yeah. We do another one. We're just going to do podcasts nonstop from now on.
Mm-hmm.
But we should get to Chad Van Galen, who will be playing the Friday night. I really dig this tune, City of Electric Light. I think I played it for you a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We both were into it. So we're going to hear Chad Van Galen, then we're going to hear from BART. Although we are getting a call right now.
Mm-hmm.
Should I answer?
Sure.
And so now we are doing a BART interview. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, buddy. What's up?
And is it, I know, is it Christopher or Chris?
Whichever you like, man. I am not a prude.
Okay. Well, you're joining. My name's Mike. We've met before, and we're here with Todd, who you may have met. I don't know if you
what's
guys
up,
have
Todd?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
So, Chris, we're huge BART fans. We were actually listening to it last night when we were driving, driving around, listening to BART. And, I mean, we had some very basic questions about BART. Like, when I hear it, I hear stuff like some King Crimson and Yes, and then like maybe Beach Boys and even some kind of like the Shins.
Okay.
What, like when you guys were approaching BART, was there like, did you set out, were you just like, we're going to do a rock band, or did you have a certain something in mind where you're like, wouldn't it be great to make prog so listenable that everybody wants to hear it all the time?
What a great question.
Thank you. Left it totally open for you.
I don't think we didn't have anything really specific in mind. I don't think. I think we just wanted to make music that was challenging for us.
Okay.
To like remember. And I think one thing we were just interested in was sort of foregoing standard song structures,
mm-hmm.
to not really be able to say, oh, this is the verse or this is the chorus at any time. That was actually like that was one vocal goal that we said out loud to ourselves when we were making our new record. And I think for the most part, we did it pretty good. I think there's only like three like sections on the record that actually repeat themselves.
Really? That's for the new LP.
Yeah, for Hollymew.
For Hollymew, yeah. Oh, that's really cool, and also really enlightening when you're listening to that. We were on the from the 7-inch. It's the third track. Let me just pull up Magic Sun.
Mm.
That is a song where it's like there's so many parts, and every part is like, is this the chorus? Is this the chorus? It's like, I don't know. Just like for most of the songs, it's just like beautifully written. I don't know, just like amazing, catchy stuff that is also, when we were listening to it last night, Todd was like, this is so musical. Are you guys all trained? Like, did you guys go to like school for music and that kind of thing? Or is it self-taught?
No, man. I've only been playing the guitar for like 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, I was a bass player before.
I've been playing the guitar for 20 years, and I feel like garbage right now.
you look like garbage,
though. The later you start, I think, is it allows your influences over your entire amount of years to really like come through and what you want yourself to do.
Yeah.
You know, like if I had started playing music, or if I started playing the guitar when I was like 14 years old and I learned all like Led Zeppelin covers or whatever, I might default to that all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. What's the first song you learned on guitar 3 years ago?
That's a song that I wrote.
Oh, you just made it. You didn't even like go back and learn a Whole Lot of Love.
I think that's
the only Led Zeppelin
player, right?
Yeah.
And you work with other people. Like obviously as a bass player, you're never going to be the leader of a band. You're just there to accompany and to support everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all those people that I was supporting and, you know, wanting to work with were sort of like trickling away. So it was more of a moment of necessity than anything. Mm.
The first song I ever learned on the guitar was
Let It Be.
Old Time Rock and Roll.
That's a piano song, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I just learned the chords. For some reason, if I played it now, it just like, I just remember it was D7 a lot and G. And it just sounds like garbage. If you play that song on the guitar, it sounds like literally nothing.
Yeah, Let It Be is a great album, though, man. Underrated Beatles album.
I'm
so down.
I am not schooled in the Beatles, which is weird because everybody knows the Beatles super well. And I know all the hits, but like I don't know what's on every album. And that's another. That's actually something in Bart as well, where it's got a lot of those kind of like Beatles-y melodies. But it's something. It's far beyond that. I feel like when we're listening to Bart, I'm like, I feel like anybody would get into this.
Mm.
It's got everything is covered on it.
But by that logic, you know, everyone might have, there might be like 15 seconds of Bart that everyone could be like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I didn't sign up for a King Crimson record. And have you guys played Guelph before?
Yeah, we played the Jimmy Jazz.
Yeah. I missed it. But I saw you outside. And I was very excited that you were here.
You almost made it.
I did. I made it. I saw, I think, Baby Labor to open. But then did not, you know, it was a school night. How did you guys get hooked up with E-Day Fix?
I think, well, we made the EP, mm-hmm. And then I think just because, like, we didn't really have any official plans to release it or anything, but we just made, me and my roommate made, like, this, like, trippy video in our basement for a song, and we put it up online. And I think it just got around to them, and it was really lucky for us that they heard it and enjoyed it.
Yeah,
they went out of their way to contact us and to just meet us in a very low pressure situation.
No, the way you laugh about that sounds like there's a story there. What is this low pressure situation?
Oh, you know, it was like, well, I mean, there was probably just like a month of knowing those guys were. We were sort of just asking, "Oh, are we working with them? Like, is that actually happening?" And we didn't even know.
Something people are like, "Is it Bart? Is it Bart Simpson? Is there a story behind the name, or was it just something you wanted to choose, or you had to choose something?"
Yeah, I had to choose something for sure. Bart Simpson.
Yes.
Now that was never at. You know, that was never like when we thought about Bart, we didn't think about Bart Simpson, right? But obviously, growing up when we did, that's going to be the Bart that we know, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm sure it had something to do with it. I think maybe, you know, that he's probably the reason we came to it, but it wasn't like as a reference to Bart Simpson or The Simpsons, even though, you know, I'll Be a Snob season 3 through 8 are, you know, the best television ever made.
So do you? So when people ask you about your name, like, do you totally have a cow or you don't have a cow?
I'll internally have a cow, but externally, I'll keep it pretty chill.
And so with the new album, Hollemew, it comes out the day you guys play in Guelph.
Yeah.
This is very exciting. And you guys have like a tour lined up after that, or are you just going to wait till the summer for that?
There's always talks, little droplets of ideas going around. I mean, obviously we're always down to tour. So,
yeah.
I mean, if one falls into our lap, we're not going to say no. I think that weekend we're going to be doing a show in Toronto, a show in Guelph, and a show in Montreal.
Cool.
Mini tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mini tour for sure. That's what we got going on. We're driving in a Pontiac Vibe and like a Celica. So it's like going too far doesn't quite work.
Yeah. You don't want to have to rent a trailer and also get a trailer hitch installed in your Pontiac Vibe.
The Vibe cannot take it, man. The Vibe.
So we're going to play a song by Bart. Which song do you want us to play? If you could choose one that if somebody has never heard Bart before, you're like, this is the one that's got 15 seconds that you're really going to like.
Well, you can play On Off. That's a new song. That's the first song on the LP.
I love it. Lots of sax.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll play that. And thanks so much, Chris, for calling.
Oh, no problem, man.
Sorry about the rushness of getting the interview on, but it's nice to talk to you.
We're both excited to
see you. Todd and I are both like... I don't know if I want to say we're the biggest.
Man. I like you a lot.
I don't want to know if I want to say we're the biggest Bart fans in Guelph, but we probably are, except for maybe Dan Loughran.
Or my buddy James and Carolyn. They're up there too.
Yeah, we'll get some kind of Bart off going on a show coming up. We'll do a Bart trivia night.
2 questions long.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Chris, and we will see you in like just over a month.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, man.
Cool. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
And that was Chris from Bart.
Who are playing, what did you say, Wednesday night?
No, they're playing on the Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
April 8th, the release date of their new LP, Hollemew. They're playing a free show.
Where at?
Jimmy Jazz.
At Jimmy Jazz, yeah.
With Protruders, who are formerly called Kappa Chow,
mm-hmm.
really great band from Sackville, who are now based in Toronto, and Vita.
Oh, good.
Gillis himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, amazing and free. So probably get there early because it's going to sell out and all those bands are going to be amazing. And especially amazing is going to be Bart. So we're going to hear On Off here from Bart. We'll be back. Right after this, this is Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 1. You listen to
93.3 CFRU in Guelph.
And I thought you were the moon in the sky, but it turned out you were just a street light. You were burning like a hole in the night. You were burning like a city of electric light. You were burning like a city of electric light. You were burning like a city of electric light. You were burning like a city of electric light. And I thought you were the moon in disguise, but it turned out you were just a pair of eyes. You were lurking like a creature in the night. You were looking like a city of electric light. You were looking like a city of electric light. You were looking like a city of electric light. You were looking like a city of electric light. Hanging by your feet, hanging in your sleep, hanging in a dream. We connect the stars, every single one, hanging like the sun.
That is Chad Van Galen from Soft Airplane with the song City of Electric Light. Before that, we heard Bart from their new record, Hullamew, with the song On Off, which is out on April 7th when they play in Guelph at the Jimmy Jazz Free Show. The day their album comes out, they're coming to Guelph to play. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 1 for 2016. We are signing off. This is Big Mike.
And Tiny Todd.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to go to kazookazoo.ca. Check out the schedule. Check out how you can volunteer. Check out all the details for the art, the music, the dance, the print expo, and everything else. Thanks so much for listening. We are going to be getting out of here. Somebody will be back next week with Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 2. Thanks so much for listening. And... bye now.